Someone is stealing the food!
You'll be
dead for stealing the food. You crazy, good for nothing.
So, it was you. And all the time we thought it was the rats.
What is it? Putty, what is it? The bread. He was stealing the bread.
Mr. Van Dart, how could you?
I am hungry.
Well, all of us hungry. I see the children getting thinner and thinner every day. Your own son, Peter. I hear him moan in his sleep.
Well, he's used to more than the rest of us. He needs more. He's a big man.
And you. You're worse than he is. Don't think I haven't seen you always saving the choicest bits for him. I've watched you day after day and I've held my tongue, but not any longer. Not after this. Now I want him to go. I want him to get out of here.
Easy.
I want him to take his things and get out.
You are speaking in anger. You cannot mean what you are saying.
I mean exactly that.
For 2 years we have lived here side by side. We have respected each other's rights. We have managed to live in peace. Are we now going to throw it all away? I know this will never happen again, Mr. Van Dart, will it?
No.
He steals once, he'll steal again.
We will all go to our rooms and afterwards we'll sit down and talk this out quietly.
No more talk. I want them to leave. I want them to get out. There are the hiding places. I'll give you money out of my own pocket. I'll give it gladly.
I've never seen you like this before.
I should have spoken up long ago.
You can't be nice to some people.
If it hadn't been for you, it would have been enough for all of us.
Stop it! We don't need the Nazis to destroy us. We are destroying ourselves.
Here, give this to me. She'll find you another hiding place. Here, take it. Take it.
Peter, Mother, you're not... Peter hasn't done it!
No, of course not. Peter. Peter's one of the children. He'll stay, of course.
If Father goes, then I must go too.
No, Peter! Oh, Mother! I don't care about the food. I don't want it. They can have mine. Only don't send them away. It'll be daylight soon. They'll be caught.
Please, Mother, please. They're not going now. They stay until Meep finds them. Another hiding place. We divide what we have. An equal share for each. But one thing I insist on. He must never come to this room again where the food is stored. You can cook it and take it up to him.
My father. We haven't thought this far that we are going to fight over a handful of rotten potatoes.
It's me.
At this hour, there must be trouble.
I beg you, don't let her see a thing like this, please.
You see?
Mr. Frost, the most wonderful news, the invasion has begun.
No.
Did you hear what I said, everyone? The invasion's begun. The invasion. It started early this morning. BBC said they landed on the coast of Normandy.
The British?
British, Americans, French, Dutch, Poles, Norwegians, all of them. More than 4,000 ships. At last!
Thank God, it's come. It's...
Arthur!
Mister, I'm so ashamed.
Oh, it doesn't matter now.
To steal bread from children.
Look at me, the way I treated Mother.
I didn't know.
So mean and
Arlene.
Oh, yes, Mother, I was. No, I was. I was awful. No. I was awful.
Don't like me. No, what is this, man?
Stop it now. Let's be happy.
It's all right.
Enough. Not fine.
Not celebrate.
I feel that my throat.
Kenny. What's the matter?
When I think of the terrible things I saw.
No. You were right. You were right.
Don't say such things to people. To our friends. To our guests.
Stop it now. You're spoiling the whole invasion.
My shield and my protection above my lowland.